What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports, covers the Milwaukee Brewers. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just saw the tweet you guys put out and made me realize I got to update my headshot. That's about, man, I think that's 2000. It's like 2008 or 9. I'm just like 200 pounds ago.
Jeez. 200 pounds ago. Look at you losing weight. That's awesome. Good job, Drew. Yeah. Very nice. Okay, let's talk about this this Brewers team. Obviously, I mean, you've been around a long time covering the Brewers through many different managers and so forth. What sticks out to you most about Pat Murphy compared to some of the guys you've covered in the past years?
Oh, we just got out of our pregame session with him where he said, a lot of managers hate doing this, but this is my favorite part of the day. So that in and of itself is a huge difference compared to the past. But, you know, I don't know. It's just I think managers get too much credit and not enough blame sometimes, and too much blame and not enough credit sometimes. And, you know, everyone's sitting here and saying that this is a Pat Murphy production. And, you know, maybe to an extent it is. I think, though, he's similar to a lot of guys that we've seen come through here. He knows what his team's strengths and weaknesses are, and he puts them in the best position to win every day. And I think that's the sign of a good manager. We've seen that from Council. We saw it from Renicky. We saw it going all the way back to Phil Garner. You take what your team has, and you deploy it in the best way that you can and hope for the best result.
This is my thing. This team, for the most part, was the same team that the Trader Council had last year here in Milwaukee. This team was not playing this type of baseball as far as being aggressive as they are on the base paths, doing the using the bunt as much as they are, the double steals, all that type of stuff. Now, we could say that's a Pat Murphy decision. We can say that's a group decision involving Matt Arnold. But something clearly changed philosophically with this organization between last year and this year.
We peppered him with that question so many times. In fact, he got it again today from Steve McGurgy of the AP. You know, where is this coming from? And a lot of it just has to do with personnel. No, you didn't see it last year with Council, although you did see Council bump the street 3 times last night. But you didn't have this much youth, this much inexperience, this much athleticism and speed on the roster. I think having that all up and down the lineup, that plays a huge part into it. Absolutely it does. And it's just the situation that you find yourself in. You do whatever you have to do to win that game tonight. We've seen it sometimes that strategy is used in terms of how you manage your bullpen and how you manage your pitching staff. In this case, you're seeing it with just, this is the personnel that we have. We'd love to have someone out there who's going to slug 40 home runs sitting in the 3-hole. We don't have that right now. Okay, what can we do? And the decision was, let's run like hell. And you're seeing it pay off. It's not always going to pay off, but those are the tools you have at your disposal. I mean, Pat Murphy likes to say it's something that we have in our golf bag, and it's something they have in their golf bag. And until someone stops them, they're going to keep doing it.
I think coming into this season, Drew, that everybody thought that this bullpen was going to be fairly good. Then Devin Williams gets hurt, and then obviously you start having questions about just how good is this bullpen going to be now that everything got it switched around. You've seen multiple guys take shots at that closer role. You've seen several guys be successful this year in the bullpen, guys that some people probably never even heard of being successful in this bullpen. I think if you look at the overall premise of kind of the one thing that you take away from this season, I think that bullpen has been the strength of this baseball team to this point.
Absolutely, no doubt. I mean, give credit where credit is due. You know, so I turn on Twitter any single day and you hear, oh, Marcus Cheap, the Brewers. Listen, they have done a phenomenal job of acquiring and developing pitchers. And not just the Corbin, Freddie, Woody type guys. What they've been able to get out of these relievers that they pluck off that nobody's ever heard of, you know, finding what works best for them, enhancing it, putting them in the right positions, having guys that can just go out there and take the ball. I mean, that is doing your scouting. That is doing your player development. That is doing your coaching. That is first and foremost how you have a successful pitching staff. And the Brewers have got to have one of the best in baseball. There's no argument about that. And the fact that they've got these guys now that you have so many different options. And one of the things Murph was talking about earlier, we were talking about Paredes. You know, he's a guy that can come in there and gives them eight different guys they can use in leverage situations. I mean, now you've got guys where, you know, they're working a couple days in a row, then they get up and don't get used, work again the next day, they're going to need a blow. And you don't have to worry about anything tailing off. You have different options every night. That keeps a team from falling into long-term slumps and long-term lulls and long-term losing streaks.
Council would like to have three guys that he could count on in high leverage situations, I think, down in Chicago at this point. Same with the White Sox. What about Freddie Peralta, the year he's had to this point? He's on the mound tonight against Hunter Green for the Reds at American Family Field. In the beginning of the year, it's like, ooh, he's kind of stepped his game up. Kind of looks like that ace-type guy that they needed him to be. I don't know if he's necessarily kept that up throughout. I think now maybe he looks more like the Freddie Peralta that we've seen in the past, but still good enough to, I probably say, that he's probably still number one on this staff.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The things that have been kind of been a bugaboo for him of late are the things that have always been, even when he was at his best. So, you know, just by looking at it, it's not anything to be overly concerned about. We see stretches like this for Freddie. I think the important thing here is, and, you know, I've been working on this Freddie Peralta story for a couple of weeks. Hopefully it'll be out this weekend. You know, everyone looks at an ace as a number one guy, as a guy that goes out there and gives you, you know, 7-8 shutout, one run innings, a ball with 10 strikeouts. That's how you usually kind of envision an ace starter, a number one starter. To me, what you've seen from him the last couple times out is actually a little more accurate. And maybe not so much last time, but the time before that, where he just kind of got knocked around the first inning, then locked in and got you through five without doing any more damage.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To me, a guy like that, an ace guy, is the guy that, okay, I'm not going to win you this game today, but I'm sure as hell not going to go out there and lose it for you. And I think that's what you're seeing out of Freddie right now. It's just one of those stretches that you're going to see from, let's face it, he's still a young pitcher. You know, he's 27. He's still figuring it out.
What about the rest of this pitching staff? Obviously, Colin Ray has done his thing. Bryce Wilson from the bullpen to a starter again. That's a feel-good story, too. You've had some of the young guys like Tobias Myers pitching well. Gasser was doing just fine until he got hurt. Now it appears he's done. Carlos Rodriguez gets to make a start here the other day, too. How far away is this starting rotation from being a rotation that can compete and give teams problems in the playoffs?
I mean, it could right now just because of all the different possibilities that you could do in a short series. As it stands, I think the Brewers would be okay. They obviously want and probably need to go out there and upgrade. I mean, they've got to get someone that can go out there and is going to give you six or seven on a regular basis to go along with Colin Ray and Freddie. You got to have a horse in there. And I mean, they and everybody else that's in contention is looking for that. That's the hard thing. But if they had to go into a short series, listen, just based on what you've seen from the Brewers and based on all the weapons at their disposal, I mean, you can't rule them out. You really can't, because in a short series, you can do a lot of creative things for the pitching staff.
No, you're right about that. The other thing to me is, and we talked about this on social media last night about Garrett Crochet, the White Sox, and I led off the show talking about it as well. My thing about Crochet is, look, this doesn't have to be about this year. You have him under contract for two more years of salary arbitration at this point. And I don't know who his agent is. I didn't go look to see if it's Scott Boras. If it's Boras, okay, fine, blows the argument up. But if it's somebody else, you could potentially do the same type of thing as you did with Freddie Peralta, buy out 2 years of arbitration, extend him 2 or 3 years past that, and now you legitimately have a left-handed pitcher to slot into that rotation next year with Brandon Woodruff, with Freddie Peralta, with Colin Ray, and then whoever your five is of the young guys that you have left. And you are in a much better position next year to go try and win a World Series than you are right now.
True, but they do have they're in a position right now, and that's kind of where you're weighing the risk and reward with a guy like Crochet. And I kind of mentioned this to you. He would be one hell of a pickup if the Brewers could pick for exactly the reasons that you listed for you know, beyond this season alone. No doubt about that. Problem is, the Brewers need someone right now that they can count on to get them down through the second half, down the stretch, into the playoffs and deep. Crochet could be that guy, but the problem is, you know, the guy 2 years ago, Tommy John, misses the whole year, pitches all of 12 innings last year. Before that, I don't think he ever pitched more than 52. He's at 80-something for the year. You're probably going to have to go into some load management at some point.
Means if you he probably goes to the bullpen and has to pitch out of the bullpen for a while.
Right, and which wouldn't be a most horrible thing. But the problem is, you're taking a big risk because you are giving up a huge prospect for someone that you can't 100% guarantee is going to be that guy that you can lean on going down the stretch. And right now, yeah, he'd be a great weapon out of the bullpen like they did with Corbin and Freddie and Woody back in 2018. But you've got those guys. What you need right now is a guy that you can count on to give the ball every 5 days from now until October. And Crochet could be that guy. He very well could be, the way he's pitching. It's just there's some weariness in a lot of front offices about whether or not they can count on him, and it's not a knock on him, whether or not they can count on being that guy that can hand the ball to every fifth day and do what he's doing right now.
And I totally get it. And my reason for making the move is far more big picture than it is right now for this year. This is my fear. My fear is they're going to take a guy that's been crap, who has had a resurrection this year in Colorado, like Cal Quantrill, and they're going to make some type of move for Quantrill to rent him out, essentially, and put him in the rotation and go, okay, there, we tried. And then it's going to blow up in their face by just trying versus trying to make a big chip move to try not only take care of it this year, but going forward. Like, this Quantrill thing to me is kind of like Yelich. You traded for Yelich when you still had team control on him for a while, and you played the upside card that this was going to work out. Now, it worked out way better than they thought originally when he won the MVP. But still, at the end of the day, when you talk about what they're going to do going forward, I think it's going to be a minor move because I don't think they think that they have enough to beat Philly.
Here's the thing. You kind of backwardsly made the point is the kind of package the White Sox are going to ask for a guy like Crochet,
right,
is going to force you to give up guys that you're going to need to rely on next year for situations like this. I mean, they are going to ask for an absolute massive haul of top of the line prospects, knowing that the Brewers are desperately seeking, you know, frontline help.
What if it's Mitchell, Wilkin, and Carlos Rodriguez?
I mean, will they take it? I mean, that's the other thing you have to keep in mind. And that's you've known me long enough to say it's easy to put every possible scenario in the world together that makes sense for you and I sitting here looking on paper.
Oh, Brewers fans would freak out if they did that.
Oh, absolutely. But at the end of the day, there are two human beings on the phone who have the right to agree or disagree for any reason in the world. And that 9 times out of 10, that's why a trade doesn't work out. The Brewers do have pieces they can deal. They've kind of got an overload in the outfield. They could deal from that major league ready depth. I just feel like the White Sox are going to be asking for an absolute fortune, and it's kind of a high risk to do for the situation that the Brewers are in.
Definitely is, no question. Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, covers the Brewers for them. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. We'll talk again on Monday at 4:40. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good, buddy.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
To me, a guy like that, an ace guy, is the guy that, okay, I'm not going to win you this game today, but I'm sure as hell not going to go out there and lose it for you. And I think that's what you're seeing out of Freddie right now. It's just one of those stretches that you're going to see from, let's face it, he's still a young pitcher. You know, he's 27. He's still figuring it out.
What about the rest of this pitching staff? Obviously, Colin Ray has done his thing. Bryce Wilson from the bullpen to a starter again. That's a feel-good story, too. You've had some of the young guys like Tobias Myers pitching well. Gasser was doing just fine until he got hurt. Now it appears he's done. Carlos Rodriguez gets to make a start here the other day, too. How far away is this starting rotation from being a rotation that can compete and give teams problems in the playoffs?
I mean, it could right now just because of all the different possibilities that you could do in a short series. As it stands, I think the Brewers would be okay. They obviously want and probably need to go out there and upgrade. I mean, they've got to get someone that can go out there and is going to give you 6 or 7 on a regular basis to go along with Colin Ray and Freddie. You got to have a horse in there and I mean, they and everybody else that's in contention is looking for that. That's the hard thing. But if they had to go into a short series, listen, just based on what you've seen from the Brewers and based on all the weapons at their disposal, I mean, you can't rule them out. You really can't, because in a short series, you can do a lot of creative things with the pitching staff.
No, you're right about that. The other thing to me is, and we talked about this on social media last night about Garrett Crochet, the White Sox, and I led off the show talking about it as well. My thing about Crochet is, look, this doesn't have to be about this year. You have him under contract for 2 more years of salary arbitration at this point. And I don't know who his agent is. I didn't go look to see if it's Scott Boras. If it's Boras, okay, fine, blows the argument up. But if it's somebody else, you could potentially do the same type of thing as you did with Freddie Peralta. Buy out 2 years of arbitration, extend him 2 or 3 years past that, and now you legitimately have a left-handed pitcher to slot into that rotation next year with Brandon Woodruff, with Freddie Peralta, with Colin Ray, and then whoever your 5 is of the young guys that you have left, and you are in a much better position next year to go try and win a World Series than you are right now.
True, but they do have they're in a position right now, and that's kind of where you're weighing the risk and reward with a guy like Crochet, and I kind of mentioned this to you. He would be one hell of a pickup if the Brewers could pick for exactly the reasons that you listed beyond this season alone. No doubt about that. Problem is the Brewers need someone right now that they can count on to get them through the second half, down the stretch, into the playoffs and deep. Crochet could be that guy, but the problem is, you know, the guy 2 years ago, Tommy John, misses the whole year, pitches all of 12 innings last year. Before that, I don't think he ever pitched more than 52. He's at 80-something for the year. You're probably going to have to go into some load management at some point.
Means he probably goes to the bullpen and has to pitch out of the bullpen for a while.
Right, and which wouldn't be the most horrible thing. But the problem is, you're taking a big risk because you are giving up a huge prospect for someone that you can't 100% guarantee is going to be that guy that you can lean on going down the stretch. And right now, yeah, he'd be a great weapon out of the bullpen like they did with Corbin and Freddie and Woody back in 2018. But you've got those guys. What you need right now is a guy that you can count on to give the ball every 5 days from now until October. And Crochet could be that guy. He very well could be, the way he's pitching. It's just there's some wariness in a lot of front offices about whether or not they can count on him, and it's not a knock on him, whether or not they can count on being that guy they can hand the ball to every fifth day and do what he's doing right now.
And I totally get it. And my reason for making the move is far more big picture than it is right now for this year. This is my fear. My fear is they're going to take a guy that's been crap, who has had a resurrection this year in Colorado, like Cal Quantrill, and they're going to make some type of move for Quantrill to rent him out, essentially, and put him in the rotation and go, okay, there, we tried. And then it's going to blow up in their face by just trying versus trying to make a big chip move to try not only take care of it this year, but going forward. Like, this Quantrill thing to me is kind of like Yelich. You traded for Yelich when you still had team control on him for a while, and you played the upside card that this was going to work out. Now, it worked out way better than they thought originally when he won the MVP. But still, at the end of the day, when you talk about what they're going to do going forward, I think it's going to be a minor move because I don't think they think that they have enough to beat Philly.
Here's the thing. You kind of backwardsly made the point is the kind of package the White Sox are going to ask for a guy like Crochet,
right,
is going to force you to give up guys that you're going to need to rely on next year for situations like this. I mean, they are going to ask for an absolute massive haul of top-of-the-line prospects, knowing that the Brewers are desperately seeking, you know, frontline help.
What if it's Mitchell?
No.
What if it's Mitchell, Wilkin, and Carlos Rodriguez?
I mean, will they take it? I mean, that's the other thing you have to keep in mind. And that's you've known me long enough to say it's easy to put every possible scenario in the world together that makes sense for you and I sitting here looking on paper.
Oh, Brewers fans would freak out if they did that.
Oh, absolutely. But at the end of the day, there are two human beings on the phone who have the right to agree or disagree for any reason in the world. And that 9 times out of 10, that's why a trade doesn't work out. The Brewers do have pieces they can deal. They've kind of got an overload in the outfield. They could deal from that major league ready depth. I just feel like the White Sox are going to be asking for an absolute fortune, and it's kind of a high risk to do for the situation that the Brewers are in.
Definitely is, no question. Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, covers the Brewers for them. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. We'll talk again on Monday at 4:40. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good, buddy.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.